Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's February 24th, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So many watches are entering our ecosystem of tech, and apparently Pebble is ready to join the game with a colored screen. Pebble was supposed to actually announce this thing today, but it kind of leaked overnight a little bit. Funny enough, it was actually leaked right on their own website, so was it intentional or not, who knows. But we have discovered that the image that is on the website doesn't resemble anything the company has in their existing lineup. Besides that new color display, according to 9to5Mac, there's a new processor in the thing and a 6-axis gyroscope for motion detection. There's also supposed to be a new interface in the thing as well, and by judging by the picture, it definitely looks like it. So we're going to have to let you know more tomorrow on the BTN News Show about what Pebble has to offer. Apple is swimming in so much money, they're thinking, what are we going to do with it? How about we stick some data centers in Europe? Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's right. They're ready to spend $1.9 billion for 2 data facilities in Europe. And just like the one that they have in Arizona, the 2 new centers will run on renewable energy. The new data centers are said to be based in Ireland and Denmark and will power Apple's online services across Europe. That would be iMessages, Maps, and Siri, along with the App Store and the iTunes Store as well. Apple CEO Tim Cook said,
"We are thrilled to be expanding our operations, creating hundreds of local jobs, and introducing some of our most advanced green building designs yet."
The new data center should be operational by 2017. For all of those of you that just can't get enough of the BlackBerry Passport that are living in the UK, yeah, I'm talking to all 27 of you, you'll be happy to know that BlackBerry has issued a limited edition Passport in red. They're saying it's going to be available in limited quantities, probably like just the rest of their phones, but you can currently get it from a number of different retailers. If you think you're going to get a little bit more bang for your buck when you get it in red, nope, you're not. It's the same old Passport experience as the original black and white models. The same 4.5-inch display, the same quad-core Snapdragon 801 processor, and 32 gigabytes of storage. But if you want that BlackBerry Passport in that lovely red, get ready to pay up. £525. That's about $808. Whew! Thanks, but no thanks. We all know that YouTube can kind of be, well, it can be a little risque, shall we say, at least for kids, you know. Do a little searching on there. Yeah, there's no nudity on YouTube, but there is. They push it sometimes, don't they? We don't want our kids to be exposed to that. So YouTube has come to our rescue as parents to introduce a YouTube app just for kids. It's currently available for Android and iOS, but soon it's going to be coming to those little kid tablets like Curio and Nabi. YouTube for Kids will offer a selection of videos that are appropriate for young viewers, very similar to what Vine has done with the Vine Kids app. Everything's in a bright and playful display so that it holds the attention of younger users. Hey, I'm old and I like the way it looks. The YouTube for Kids app is broken up into 4 sections: shows, music, learning, and explore. Nice to finally have something a little safer for our kids. Now, if they could only make the adult version look as good as the kid one. It's Tuesday, so that means it's time for BTN Hacker News. According to reports from the Register, Eastern European hackers have developed a new little toy that's actually being sold online that lets anyone flood a phone network with spam phone calls. And what it does is it floods phone numbers with calls, stopping the phone from being used until the device is turned off. It's like the telephone version of a DDoS attack. What it does is uses several connected modems and SIM cards to repeatedly dial numbers. So you're asking yourself, does this thing really work? Yeah, it actually does work, sad to say. Even the FBI has said that, yeah, this thing works. According to the FBI, hackers were actually able to block 911 emergency services in the U.S. through the use of these types of devices. Come on, hackers, that ain't cool. That ain't cool at all. And finally, Yesterday was Oscar Day, and I could give a crap just probably like the rest of you that listen to this podcast. So much, in fact, that maybe next year we won't even have to watch it if you really want to know who wins. Why? Because Microsoft Bing actually correctly predicted almost every Oscar winner before they even won. Microsoft Bing correctly predicted 84% of the 87th Annual Academy Award winners, including Best Supporting Actor and Actresses, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, and even Best Picture they got right. So who did they miss? Well, they incorrectly predicted the Best Original Screenplay, Best Animated Feature, Best Original Score, and Best Film Editing. Like we care about that anyway. You know, since the film industry is always talking about how piracy is killing them, and to think that they spent about, $160,000 per little bag that each and everybody got, plus more, don't forget about the ones that actually won, you know, those little gift bags. Maybe it'd be a good idea to just let Bing do the Oscars every year. Think of the money that could be saved, Hollywood. Not to mention the brain cells as well. If you've got a story, and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. You can find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Hump Day Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. Until then, have a great Tuesday. You got through Monday. We're on our way. And thank you very much for listening.